producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, into another hour of Auto World. We've got an outstanding broadcast lined up for you in this hour of the program. We're going to be talking about a variety of things, including right off the bat, we're going to be talking about car shows. Boy, car shows have certainly expanded, local car shows, tremendously in the last decade or so. The guy out in California by the name of John Kleiner, who worked for the Ford Motor Company, started this thing called Cars and Coffee on Saturday mornings, and it has become a worldwide phenomenon. There are events happening on Saturday mornings, Sunday mornings. Back where I'm from, New England, the Boston area, it's not unusual. Friday nights, Saturday nights, Sunday afternoons. They're happening everywhere, and we're going to be joined by Don Jones, the CEO of the Old Car Guys, right off the bat, to give us some tips for attending, and especially if you're exhibiting your vehicle at a local car show coming up a little later on. Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a car dealer? There was a time, I'll tell you, it's not every now and I still have those hankerings. I know it's never going to happen, but, you know, when I was young, wished that someday that I would own a new car dealership or a used car dealership that's specialized in high-end vehicles, sports cars, and that kind of stuff. We're going to be joined by a gentleman who has owned not only one dealership in his lifetime, but more than five, and he's involved with the Detroit Auto Show, the North American International Auto Show, so we're going to get some inside scoop on that and lots more. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's toll-free all across North America at 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261 or via the email, not only during the show, but anytime, 24-7, bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. Well, Don Jones is the CEO of theoldcarguys.com, and he's also a frequent contributor here to the broadcast, and he joins us right now to tell us all about going to local car shows and what to do and what not to do. Don, welcome, and thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
Well, doing real good. Still back here in sunny St. Louis, enjoying the fall weather, and getting ready to do another round of car shows.
Fantastic. As I said at the top there, you know, these have been around for decades, but it seems like in the last 10 years or so, they've really exploded, and they're happening at all different times, and they're happening all over the world, and there are lots of things that you should think about if you're attending a show, and especially if you're showing one of your vehicles at a show. You do that at a pretty regular clip, don't you? You show off some of your yeah, pride, you know, and joys?
Yeah, the cars that I have are basically drivers. When I say drivers, it's that I can get in any one of my cars. Actually, more likely, one of my grandsons will get in any one of my cars and just use it as an everyday driver, you know, running to the store or, you know, running for them, running out on a date. And then we use the cars to just bring attention to the old car guys at the shows. But, when you have a business that has your name on the side of the vehicle, you obviously want to be a little more careful than the average person. You don't want it to reflect badly on not only yourself, but also your business. So I'm pretty well in tune to being respectful to the folks around us. And I've kind of come up with some rules of how to act around cars and when you're going to the shows, both as a participant of the show, but also as a viewer of the cars at the shows. So I thought I'd share them with our audience today.
Absolutely. Let's talk about tip number one. If you're in the show, arrive on time.
Right. Yeah, one of the biggest pains in the butt of the car show is these people that come in a half an hour, hour after the gates open, and you've got a couple thousand people wandering around the cars, or you set your stuff up, and your stuff is protruding over in another parking spot. You have to readjust your spot, and sometimes even move the car, your car, over a little bit to oblige these latecomers. It's kind of rude to the other people there. You may be putting your car into a space that just is not big enough for everybody, and it's a good way to make an enemy. And really, for safety reasons, you want to get there early so you're not going through traffic where you ought to be using a ground guide to get around some of the gawkers and the small children and, you know, folks that decided that they should bring your dog to the car show.
Not always a great thing. We'll touch on that a little bit later on. But another one of your tips, which I think is so important, is being respectful of others and their particular vehicle.
Yes. You know, sometimes things like the choice of a car that someone will restore, the color that they decide to paint the car, and you have to scratch your head kind of wondering why would you spend that much money on a car that's not too favorable looked at or looked upon by a great number of enthusiasts. Or, where did that color come from? Is it, something that you found in five buckets laying around your garage, you get it all together and decide to put on your car? But, keep in mind that there's a lot of different tastes out there. The color a person decides to paint the car may have something to do with the year the car was built. If you remember, some cars, particularly Dodge, came out with a car back in the mid-1950s that was designed for a woman's point of view, or woman driver. And they made them odd colors, peach and lavender, and colors that were more feminine than most men would choose. And they may not be the best choice because of the original colors. It adds to the value of the car. And there's other things, too, that there may be a good reason. But I find myself looking at a car and wondering, like, why they did it. It's a good idea to ask the question, why that color, why that brand, and you may find out some interesting answers. I was at a show not too long ago, and there was a real pretty dark blue on a car, but it wasn't really one of the greatest colors to paint a 1963 Impala Super Sports 409. But the guy told me there was two reasons. One was the original color. It was called Phantom Blue, as in the Phantom of the Ocean, and he liked the color, liked the name, and he's been in the Navy most of his adult life, so there was two reasons of going with the original, the color on it. But
that makes sense.
Adds to an interesting story.
It sure does. And as you say, don't make comments in front of the owner and his vehicle. It's his pride and joy. And not every car that goes to a show, as you pointed out, are trophy winners. A lot of them are drivers like Don's vehicles. Number three on the list, leave the pets at home. I tell you a quick story. I had a very expensive 2016 Jag, beautiful F-Type R, $130,000 vehicle this past week to drive. And can read my review of that upcoming at epictimes.com, but I had to visit a business, and they had this really kind of over-the-top German Shepherd meets wolf running around, and the last thing that I needed was that animal trying to get into this car that didn't belong to me, that belonged to Jag. So I had a really hard time keeping that dog away. And when we come back on the other side, we'll talk about Don's suggestion to leave the pets at home. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We are live across North America on great radio stations like AM 800, the information station, CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, Michigan. Also, everybody listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL in Iowa, all of our favorite folks there. And we've got Don Jones with us in this segment telling us all about tips that he's put together about attending car shows, what you should and should not be doing. And before that hard network break there, Don, I was sharing the story of having a absolutely drop-dead gorgeous, beautiful vehicle. People were bowing at me and doing all kinds of thumbs up with this Jag, but I had to call on a business, and the guy had this crossbreed of a wolf and German Shepherd, and this dog was just insane, and he was trying to leap into the window of this more than $100,000 car. And it was not pretty. So you suggest do not bring pets to the car shows.
Yes, particularly, hybrid wolf dogs that eat tires off the cars. But it's kind of thing, too, is like I'm not really talking about the little fuzzy animals that your girlfriend carries in her arm or your purse. I'm talking about, larger animals or even, medium-sized animals that you have to keep on a leash. That particularly get upset when other little critters come around them and become a little harder to manage. They may have a tendency to get close to the car and rub the leash, which may or may not be made out of metal or leather, which isn't going to do the chrome or the paint job any good. But also, as most of us probably can think back, that dogs have this philosophy is that the world is their bathroom, and they decide to use it anytime their little heart desires it. And consequently, leaving all these little landmines around for people to step on. So yeah, I would leave those critters at home. And this is one of the pet peeves of some of the other folks that I talked to at the car shows when I was putting this little list together. One of the other things, too, is like, don't be touching the car. And if you have children at the car show, and I do like to try to drag my grandkids out of the basement away from their computers to take to a show sometimes. But, if you got small kids, it's not a good idea to give them an ice cream cone and tell them to go look at the cars. In fact, last show I was at, I took a picture of two young kids that were eating these real drippy ice cream cones as they were looking at the cars, just to illustrate this. But luckily, the kids had a little bit more manners than a lot of children that I've seen, and they stayed back from the car as they were, consuming these ice cream cones. But touching your car, having things in your pocket, and I don't know what compels people to ride bikes around cars or to be wearing clothing that has key rings hanging off of their belts and the big belt buckles. It's just not a good idea when you're looking at a car that may have a 10,000-hour paint job. And, of course, sitting in a car or entering a car, opening trunks or opening hoods, some of the tolerances on these old cars are very, very precise. And if you don't open doors or open hoods correctly, you can actually help or cause the paint to chip along the edges that may come in contact with one another. So before entering a car, touching a car, opening it, ask permission or have the owner do it. If you're looking at an engine, don't take it upon yourself to just arbitrarily open it. And, consider what these people have invested in these cars before you do anything that you're going to regret.
Those are such great tips. Absolutely. No question about it. Because just a small thing, like you're saying, just somebody who carries around a lot of keys. You see those folks with the key rings hanging off a belt. It can do just tremendous damage on what is somebody's pride and joy, not to mention a huge investment in money.
Oh, exactly, yeah. We talked earlier about the number one rule being get down the show on time or early, but also, leaving the show early. If you know you have to leave early, try to park close to the exit. so you don't have to go through that crowd again. You want to keep safety in mind when you're coming to these shows. And try not to leave early. You have to go through the traffic again, and quite often the peak crowds are in the afternoon, after, you know, particularly on Sundays, after church or after lunch. And you don't want to add to the the safety of the crowd there.
That is so true, and I can even tell you at some really high-end events, I shared this once before, out in California in August, they have the largest Italian car show in the world. It's called Concorso Italiano, and this is during the Monterey Car Week, where there are a gazillion things going on, and you would be surprised at, you know, some of these folks that own some really rare and expensive Ferraris and Lamborghinis and stuff like that that are trying to sneak out a half an hour or an hour before the show is over to get a head start, traffic-wise and otherwise, on folks to get to the next big event. And it causes such chaos, and a lot of these are held on a golf course, and all of a sudden you've got an old Ferrari Testarossa from the 1980s, you know, making its way around sand traps and coming at a whole group of people. It is not a pretty thing at all.
Yeah. Something too is that I've seen it at the shows, and it really is a very dumb thing to do, is like when you're leaving, even if it's at the end of the show and most other people are leaving, is these people decide to do a burnout. And it's kind of funny, after I was talking to somebody a few days after writing this up, someone sent me a little deal on Facebook where it shows this guy losing control during a burnout and taking out two other cars. That was the $50,000 burnout for this guy. And it's just, it's crazy to do, and you're going to hurt somebody.
And not to mention the fact, I mean, somebody doing a burnout, and if it's on basically grass, I mean, you're going to throw a lot of grass and dirt up into the air, and that potentially is going to come down not only on people attending the show, but also on some of these prized vehicles.
Yeah, look, I'm invited to this Mopar Christmas party every year for one of my clients here in Missouri. National champion nostalgia racer driver. And this guy builds engine, builds cars and parts of his garage. And someone, just to goof off, backed their car up on the concrete inside this guy's garage to start doing a burnout. And I stopped the guy and I said, "Hey, do you guys realize that if Clay builds his engines in here and you're putting all this residue in the air that's going to land on all this, these racing engines behind you?" And then, you know, you talk about a dumb look on people's face.
Absolutely. We'll wrap up Don's tips and then move on to our next guest after these messages straight ahead right here on Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from CZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
My good friend Billy F. Gibbons and ZZ Top. Billy's got a new album coming out, Perfectamundo, it's called. And we're going to get him on for a full hour in the month of November, so you can look forward to that. Don Jones is with us. We're going to wrap up with Don and then talk about what it's like to be a car dealer. So Don's been giving us some tips about attending a car show. If you're in the show, arrive on time, be respectful of others, leave the pets at home, do not touch the cars. If you leave early, try to park close to the exit for safety reasons. No burnouts when leaving. Number 7 on your list is questions. It's not a good idea, Don, in your opinion, to ask how much it's worth.
That's true. It can be insulting, and the man who built the car might not want his wife, who's sitting there next to him, to know exactly how much of the family fortune is invested in that car. So, you know, ask intelligent questions, and, you know, kind of think before you ask.
And that is a really good point.
Yeah. The last is no alcohol in the car shows. Driving cars and being at the car show is not a good idea. So leave the beer for later, particularly if you're driving. And a lot of car shows have rules prohibiting the consumption of beer and other alcohol products at the shows anyway. So, you know, keep that in mind and have a good time. Just keep in mind that most people there are there to have a good time and not really win a trophy. So go meet some friends, find parts you need from the other folks there, and don't take it too serious.
Very good. Don, as usual, you're a wealth of information. And again, as I like to say, 99.9% of guests do not give out their personal number. But if you have a classic car need, you need parts, you need a car, you need help selling, buying, Don's going to give you his personal number right now. So write it down.
That's true. And keep in mind, everybody, this is not one of those numbers that you call and it starts charging you anything per minute. So my personal number is area code 314-306-7507, or go to theoldcarguys.com, and you'll probably be talking to me personally.
Thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
And now we move on to a fascinating gentleman who I had the pleasure of meeting through my friend Kevin Janeway in the Motor City of Detroit, Michigan. So everybody listen up on the information station AM 800-CKLW. This gentleman has not only had a wonderful career as an owner of car dealerships, and we're going to talk to him about that, but he's also going to give us some inside scoop on the upcoming North American International Auto Show in Detroit coming up in January. And, of course, I've been there during press days for more than 20 years, thanks to good friend Michelle Evangelista, and looking forward to next year's event. It's my pleasure to welcome Murray Fuhrerman from the Ralph Wilson Agency to the airways of Auto World. How you doing, Murray?
Terrific, Bob. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's begin with, I said at the top, you know, I have often fantasized about owning a dealership and what it would be like. You're actually a second generation person in the dealership business. I understand your family was involved and you yourself. Give us a little background.
That's true, and sometimes it is a fantasy, and sometimes it's just a nightmare. But I did grow up as a second generation auto dealer. My father was a Lincoln Mercury dealer on the east side of the Detroit metro market, and he owned a Lincoln store called Arnold Lincoln Mercury. And we were very well-established, entrenched in the metro market for, I was in the business for almost 30 years.
Wow. And over the years, how many different dealerships did you own, and how many different brands?
Well, I represented six different franchises: Lincoln, Mercury, Mazda, Hyundai, Mitsubishi, and Suzuki. And over that 30 years, we probably retailed 75,000 or so units in the Detroit metro market and the surrounding areas.
Certainly, things have changed so much in recent times. The advent of the Internet has made a major impact. There are now sites out there like TrueCar and, of course, the car-buying websites like Edmunds.com and KBB and many others out there. Back when you were doing the dealerships, things were done differently. Let me ask you just a question off the hip here. Do you ever miss being a car dealer?
Well, sure. It was. There were some terrific times. There were also some very difficult times. One of my experiences in the car business was in 1979, where I took over because my father became ill. And my first experience in ordering 300 Lincolns was to find out a month later that we had an Arab oil embargo, and we couldn't get gas, and we were rationing gasoline at for 10 gallons at a time in the Detroit metro market. And I was sitting on the most inventory we ever had, not knowing whether or not I would ever be able to sell the vehicles. So there were some great times, but there were also some pretty complicated times, as it is today in business to be an auto dealer.
Sure. Let's talk about the dawn of the Internet years and how that affected car dealers, and how did dealers, you know, deal with having to put up websites for the first time, and how the education and the way the Internet has influenced folks. There's so much information out there now for folks to do research before coming to the dealership that, 10 or 15 or 20 years ago was not available. It certainly has changed the business.
Oh, wow. Things have changed so much, I can't begin to tell you. I sold my last two dealerships in 2007. And even since then, things have changed. But in the early 1980s, I was a consultant to various newspapers and auto manufacturers, a technology consultant as well as an auto dealer. And one of the meetings that they invited me to attend had to do with their efforts to put up a website. Ford Motor Company in particular had spent $10.5 million at the time they called me in and showed us all kinds of things. And we asked if we could try live to look at some of the videos and some of the pictures and so forth. None of them worked very well. And the dealers and the executives in the room were all very upset until someone in the back of the room raised their hand and said, why don't you try and bring up this website? Well, that website that he had recommended turned out to be a porno site. And it turned out that the pictures were all done in flash animation at the time, which was very new to everyone, but they came up instantly. They came up very quickly, and there were moving pictures that streaming video that we could see. The auto manufacturers didn't have anything like this, and we were horrified to find out that these were done by young kids who spent very little money and didn't have the resources to compete with the likes of Ford Motor Company. Yet Ford had wasted tremendous resources trying to find and fumble their way onto the Internet at that time.
What a great story, and it is true. The adult entertainment industry is always on the cutting edge of Internet technology, so what a lesson to be learned. Let's talk a little bit more about the Internet in general and the way folks come into car dealers today. I mean, compared with your last dealership in 2007 compared to 20 years previous, 1987, I mean, folks didn't have the fingertip disposal of being able to look up what the dealer paid for the car and what a good transaction price for the car might be. It really has significantly changed the negotiation factor, which used to be such a critical profit-making area for the local dealership.
Well, you're right, Bob, but it's a dual-edged sword. 20 years ago, they, of course, had books you could buy in any drugstore or gas station that would give you the wholesale price of an automobile. The problem is they were obsolete. They were antiquated as soon as they were published because of various incentives and rapid spec packages and pricing of the vehicle, including financing and leasing and all kinds of other things. Today, there are so many websites where you can simply scan the barcode off the window sticker, and it will instantly not only give you the dealer's cost of the vehicle, but it will also provide you with their net wholesale incentive price. It'll provide you with the shipping costs. It'll provide you with the advertising costs. It'll provide you with everything you can possibly imagine, including who else in that area has the exact car that you want amongst other competitive dealers.
Absolutely amazing. We'll put it in neutral, take a pit stop. When we come back on the other side, more with Maury, more about being a dealer, and also a sneak peek, a look ahead to the North American International Auto Show in Detroit coming up in January of 2016. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair from lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dinovite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dinovite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dinovite.com.
Each and every day she is getting that Dinovite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dinovite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
The legendary Dr. Joe Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Nori, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
This show has been on the air since 1992, and that's a long time. My name is Bob Long. Check out my website when you get a chance, Bob Long Radio, AutoWorldRadio.com. My reviews are at EpicTimes.com. Maury Fearman is with us from the Ralph Wilson Agency. He's a second-generation car dealer. He is no longer in the car dealership ownership side of the automotive business, but still deeply involved with the North American International Auto Show, and we'll talk about that. But let's talk a little bit about the Ralph Wilson Agency for our listeners in Detroit, as well as everybody around the country. Tell us a little bit about the agency.
Well, this is a very unique organization that, of course, was formed years ago by Ralph Wilson himself, the billionaire philanthropist who owned the Buffalo Bills, and he had a reputation of really doing things right, particularly in the Detroit market, and that's the kind of organization this is. Ralph C. Wilson provides all kinds of specialty insurance. It provides all kinds of business insurance. It provides extensive employee benefits to municipalities, to individuals, to very large businesses. And we're made up of a host of very unique individuals, such as myself, who are experts in our own field, that provide a very high level of service to some extraordinary clients.
Excellent. Let's talk about the Detroit Dealers Association and, of course, the North American International Auto Show. I always so look forward to coming to the Motor City and being there during at least the press day. Sometimes when I work for Motor Trend, I got to stay a little bit longer, but what a great event that is, and I understand that you're insuring that show, and you're also deeply involved with the Dealers Association.
That's true. We provide insurance and risk consulting services not only for the North American International Auto Show, but also for the Detroit auto dealers, their assets, their buildings, and so forth. This is a very large event. This is something I've been personally involved with since I was 16 years old, and my father served on the board of directors. I myself served on the board of directors of the Detroit auto dealers for many years, and this is a huge, huge impact in the Detroit metro market. Last year it brought in over $400 million in economic benefit to this area, and this year it'll be substantially more than that. But what makes the Detroit Auto Show, the North American International Auto Show, unique from anything else in the country is that it's owned, operated, and managed by the auto dealers themselves. This is not an independent company that runs this. This is the car dealers, and these car dealers have access to the brightest, the best, and the highest level people in the manufacturers. This thing brings in more than 5,000 media press, many of which are from all over the world. It brings in 55 or 60 new vehicle introductions, which far surpasses any other auto show in the world. The charity itself, bringing in 14,000 attendees, raises between $5 and $6 million, the single largest charitable event that takes place in North America. It's just a fabulous, fabulous opportunity for very little money for the average person to step into the limelight and see some incredible products and very unique people. I have been at this show where you walk down one aisle and Jerry Seinfeld is talking about a Porsche, and you walk down another aisle and Jay Leno is there. Rachel Ray might be walking around in the lobby. You will see the who's who of society, of celebrity, of the auto industry. It's just a unique, vibrant event that occurs only here in Detroit.
It is so true. Like you say, celebrities, politicians, vice presidents, presidents, they've all been to the North American International Auto Show. And as a journalist, you're absolutely right. They come from all over the world. And to have that many credentialed journalists, 5,000, and I know the folks that run the credentialing department have to limit it for certain venues, certain publications, certain websites and stuff. At Motor Trend, we only had 10 credentials when I was there, and we always wanted more. And it's just so popular that they have to draw the line someplace. But it is the place for all kinds of wonderful unveilings, too. And being there on press day, over the years, there have been some spectacular unveilings, including one famous one from a decade or so ago when Dodge was introducing the then Ram truck before it was its own separate division, and the folks from then Daimler Chrysler brought in a whole herd of cattle and closed down the street.
That's absolutely true story.
It was amazing.
A lot of people in the office buildings in Detroit to see this herd of animals charging down the street.
Absolutely. And certainly when you look at that, the economic impact, you know, the folks coming in, the hotels and the car companies, the amount of money that is spent by the car companies for lavish parties for journalists and for VIPs. I know when I get kind of wrap-up notes for Michelle every year, it seems like the last few years we continue to have record attendance and record dollars being raised for the charity, which is wonderful.
They have raised more than $100 million thus far, the Detroit auto dealers have, through their personal involvement in sponsoring and hosting Charity Preview, which this year will take place on January 15th, and the show will open up to the public on the 16th and run through the 24th.
Amazing. Another one I remember from years ago, again from the folks at Chrysler, when they unveiled one of the generations of the minivan. It was a surprise to the journalists. It wasn't officially on the schedule, and they had hoisted a minivan way up into the rafters.
Right.
And on cue, the executive from Chrysler said, "Oh, by the way, we have one other thing we want to show you," and down came from the rafters Series, an all-new minivan, just incredible theatrics and all kinds of cool things have happened and continue to happen every year at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. And I know for a few years when times were bad, a few manufacturers pulled out, but guess what, Maury? They're back.
Oh, with a vengeance. Paul Sabatini, the auto show chairman for this year, and Rod Alberts have personally told me that they have some pretty spectacular events planned for this show, and it will be the biggest and best that's ever taken place here in the metro market.
Not to mention, the wonderful additions that have been made to the Cobo Center there in the last few years. There's been a lot of building and a lot of new facilities have been added. I know there's a river ballroom
Yep.
Ford likes to use, and it has certainly upgraded the facility, and it's undoubtedly my favorite of the big four being L.A., Detroit, Chicago, and New York. Detroit is it, and for all of our listeners in the Midwest, it's very drivable, from Chicago and other places. If you've never been to the Detroit Auto Show as a consumer, at least once in your life, put that on your automotive bucket list. Come on over and take the drive and check it out.
Oh, I agree. You'll see some Hollywood special effects. You'll see some spectacular people, and the models aren't bad to look at either, both male and female.
Very good. One last thing I wanted to ask you about, and that's something I get a lot of questions about at bob@autowarradio.com, and that's about leasing. It seems like for a long time, leasing, was in, and then when the economy kind of went sour, it went out. But nowadays, the luxury car makers tell me that, a good 60 to 75% of their business is back in leasing.
That's true, and there's good reason for it. Most people who don't drive excessive mileage, people who keep mileage to 12, 15, even 18 or 20,000 miles, can lease an automobile for far less than they can actually purchase it for on a monthly basis. In some cases, because of the manufacturer's subvention on leases, it behooves them to lease the vehicle, really, and buy it out at the end of the lease as an alternative financing concept. Leasing allows the manufacturers to take a vehicle and put it on the road for 24 months, bring it back and put another one on the road for 24 months in the same period of time that somebody who finances a single automobile for 48 months might. So effectively, they can double the turn ratio of the units and create more and better used vehicles, but sell more new cars without having to grow a single additional customer. And this is a very important point, and it's very prevalent in the industry when things are good and there's enough substantial stability for the manufacturers to make that long-term investment. I wholeheartedly support leasing. I brought it into the Detroit metro market myself in the form of short-term leasing through a guy named Bob Tasca back in the 80s.
Wow, fantastic. Maury, it's been a real pleasure having you here on the airways of Auto World. Look forward to getting you back with us down the road.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. Again, when you get a chance, check out autoworldradio.com.
Since 1915, J.C. Whitney and its catalog full of parts for nearly every car, truck, SUV, and motorcycle on the road have delivered everything automotive to generations of enthusiasts. Please visit www.jcwhitney.com to shop for the latest parts and accessories, request catalogs, and join the celebration of a truly American company and a truly significant milestone as J.C. Whitney turns 100 years old. Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.